It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
Hey, Fred, You got a 10-pound shell, get a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man, good man in the community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you. Avery. Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe. I digress. And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of the dogger. Get some for yourself. Make it enough. Sup, hot.
And tell him your name sent you. Sent you.
Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios.
It's That Podcast.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 49. I'm your co-host,
Joe. Did I hear a niner in there?
You did. You heard a niner in there. Indeed. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell them what time it is.
Hold it now!
That's for sure, McManus. Everybody else that had to step up when things got thin.
Yeah, man.
Because, damn.
Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Bears. That was, oh my God. Dude, by the way, in case you'd know this, you're listening to It's That Podcast. This is episode 49. And.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Hey.
That's Joe Lindholm.
Yeah, it's Jason Shirley. Look at that schmear. Hey. Bears victorious today, in case you were living under a rock, or you're our buddy Jose, who watched the game on tape, which hopefully, well, not tape, legit, but, you know, recorded. Hopefully he's watched it by now, I would hope and pray that he would have watched it by now. Big Bears victory today. Jay, I got to be honest, I wasn't satisfied until victory formation.
Yeah.
Like, I was itchy.
Nope. Whole time?
The entire time.
And legitimately so.
Because we've seen what 12...
We've lived it, man.
We've lived it in game one. We've seen it game one, right? We've seen what happens when 12 gets going.
You know...
Today, 12 did not get going.
To Nagy's credit?
Yeah.
Finish. Finish. Yes.
Yeah.
Finish.
Although...
Winning at halftime,
right.
That's all he said to him.
Yep.
Finish.
Finish, yeah. Although we... look, they're NFC North champions. They beat the Packers. They eliminated the Packers. Life is great, but we got to call him like we see him, Jay. Yeah, that fake punt attempt at midfield.
You know.
Hated it.
Okay.
Because again.
I know. I know.
You, don't give,
you know what it led to? It led to 17 unanswered points is what it led to.
Yes.
And,
the problem is that you give 12 an inch, he will take 78 miles.
I know. It was 4th-and-2.
Yep.
On
the midfield, the 50, midfield. Yep.
They were like, about, I was gonna about say 52, midfield. Whatever.
Yeah, it was like 48 or 50, something like that. Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
If it would have worked, he's a genius. It's momentum the rest of the game. Everything's sure. Awesome. I got no hate for it. Right. No shade. Right. Zero shade for
okay.
me.
Right.
But it didn't work, so I can see why you're like,
yes.
Nope.
Yeah, I was not.
Always punt. Always put them on the 2.
Yes.
Tell them to go fuck themselves.
Make them drive 90 yards every time. If you can, obviously.
Right?
But that's nitpicking. That's 100% nitpicking. The end is the end. The result's the result. There's no style points in winning. They're the NFC. Jason.
Only in college football.
They're the NFC North champions.
You know what? There's style points in losing in college football.
There is. 100%. There is. That's true. Only in college
anyway,
football.
Oh, and speaking of that, yeah. I'm sorry, I got a corrections corner.
Oh, great.
My coach got on my ass last week.
Why?
Yeah, all up in it. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
James Daniels, Iowa Hawkeye.
Yeah, he is.
Crazy never. We didn't mention him enough.
Yeah, he started today.
Yes, he did start today.
Yeah, he started today.
And he had a penalty today. His first one all year.
Well, that's okay.
That's no worries there. Look, right?
The guy killed it. Right. I mean, Trubisky wasn't. I mean, there was a couple times that he.
I was hearing the coach in my head going, give this kid love. And then I'm like, yeah, there's a flag.
Right. There was a couple times where Trubisky scrambled. Like, he was under pressure, but it wasn't constant. It seemed like, again, with Rodgers, it was constant. Constantly under pressure. He had very little time most of the game.
Oh, and this just in.
Yeah.
The Hawk was subbing for Tom Thayer on the radio side.
Oh, was he?
Because apparently Khalil Mack was held on every single play.
Yes.
It was the most atrocious, obvious, worst case scenario of any ref or umpire situation.
Did Tom Thayer start everything with tell you what?
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yeah, he absolutely did.
Okay.
And he said that Yaz thought that Khalil Mack was being held.
Was his favorite offensive lineman Frank Thomas?
It was.
Okay, just want to make sure all that's still valid.
It is still valid.
Hawkeroo. This is going to be the first season without him 100%. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Oh, I love Benetti, though. That's my guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He is. But that's not why he called.
It isn't why we called. We called to talk about the bear being the Norse.
Like, I was going to bring. Yeah, I was. That's kind of what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
Earlier is they're the like before the season. I put this on Facebook.
Yep.
If they had won 7 games,
yes,
total,
yes,
successful.
I would have jacked off like a monkey at the zoo.
I would have been ecstatic. Like, okay, 7-9. Where they were
building,
where they
moving
were
moving forward,
right.
progress.
Things
are good,
and this happens seemingly once a year, once every couple of years in the NFL, right? Where a team that's not so good all of a sudden becomes good, like the Rams last year, for example,
Philadelphia Eagles,
the Eagles, right? You become average or less than average to becoming good to great, right? It happens once or twice in every few years in the NFL.
There's always a
word this happened. First. Here to us, to our team. And if you would have told me 7 wins before the season, I've been ecstatic. They have 7 home wins.
Yeah.
Like they're 7-1 at home. And
yes.
to boot, ready for this little tidbit nugget? You see this here about this? John Fox, in 3 years, had 7 home wins. In 3 years, he had 7.
That's a lot of things.
That's right. That's right. Oh, we had 7 wins in 3 years. That's not good enough. What? What? It's not good enough. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Nagy just comes in and just.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
Changes the culture, man. 100%. I mean, that was his focus.
Yeah.
And just like Joe Madden.
Another thing that Twitter told me today, Khalil Mack, by the way, the back sack by Khalil Mack, it was incredible.
Yeah.
he has 13 and a half sacks, I believe, is the number. The Raiders have 11. As a team.
Yeah.
I know we keep harping on
it. We talked about that.
But come on. That's nuts. Well,
you know, the Raiders fired their GM because, of course, they went to John Gruden. Yeah. And they said, you wanted Khalil Mack, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, I wanted
him. Yeah, I did.
I would have given anything for that guy.
Not my fault.
You saw the strip sacks? Jeez. Oh, well, then it must have been the GM. Hey, you're fired.
Hey, Reggie McKenzie, hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's run through the scoring summary for today, since I have the per usual game book up. Bears scored first on a lovely 9-yard run by Jordan Howard, untouched, unmolested, from the 9 into the end zone today.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sorry to jump in here,
but
I will
please.
Tell you this. Yeah. Thayer continues to praise Howard, and I would not have thought this 20 years ago, 25 years ago. But praising a guy for doing the right thing and not being a little bitch and not crying
for being
about
professional.
Not getting your reps and not doing whatever, being a good teammate is actually kind of refreshing and 100%. An odd case.
Yes.
So, I mean, when Thayer calls him out for that and says, hey, listen, this guy waited his turn. They finally came around to when they can use him. They're using him and he's killing it. So... let's cheers.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
All right, so we're back. You just finished Howard's
untouched. All right, so Howard untouched. It was at towards the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
Then the Packers got the ball back, 9 plays, 38 yards for a Mason Crosby 41-yard field goal to make it 7-3. And then
that guy's like 70.
And then yeah, he is, but he still kicks the ball better than just about anybody. Well, I mean, he's had some problems earlier this year, right? But well, lately he's been
missed
good.
He missed four in one day, and I don't know anybody that's done that.
Oh. Couldn't even say it with a straight face.
I couldn't.
Right. That's right. And then one of the most acrobatic touchdowns you will ever see. Tariq Cohen, 12-yard reception, dives for the pylon in midair, makes sure that the ball is on the inside of the pylon. Fantastically athletic play by Cohen. Parkey extra point, 14-3 Bears. Going to the half. Oh,
well, apparently Javi's told him how to do that. He's been to the
yeah.
the soldiers' field.
That's right, my friend. So the Packers get the ball back in the second half. They drive. They have an 11-play, 50-yard drive to only come up with a 43-yard field goal.
You know what? It was beautiful, though.
It was.
That shoot clock. Yeah. And they move the ball.
Yeah, 100%.
Beautiful.
So 14-6 Bears. And then the ensuing drive after that was the fake punt where...
here we go.
The Packers got the ball at midfield. Then they drove down Williams' 10-yard run to make it 14-12. And then everybody at the pub said, are they going to go for two? And I went, yes, of course they're going to go for two.
Of course they're going for two.
And Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Adams, two-pointer ties it at 14.
Again. And how does that happen? How does Devontae Adams like get all of these grabs?
Yeah.
I mean, he and Cobb both? Yeah. Well, I mean, we were decimated back there today, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and we lost Eddie Jackson.
Well, maybe. We'll get to him in a minute.
All right.
So, fourth quarter starts. Bears on a 5-play, 45-yard drive. End it with a Trey Burton touchdown. So, Trey Burton rematerialized, apparently.
Still alive?
He's still alive. Caught a touchdown
pass. Still has hands.
Correct. Cody Parkey.
I told you. Touchdown.
That's exactly what he said. That's right. Mm-hmm. And a Cody Parkey extra point makes it 21-14. Then a quick little 4-play drive by the Bears results in a Cody Parkey 24-yard field goal at 6:43 to make it a 2-score game at 24-14.
Yeah.
And then with 11 seconds left, the Packers got the ball back and kick a 45-yard field goal to make it 24-17, which is your final score. Bears win. Bears. That's right.
Yeah.
Trubisky today looked pretty damn good. Much better than he did against the Rams, which probably showed he was just rusty.
And playing bums.
That's right.
I mean, it's weird to say that about the Packers just because of the weird secret mojo they have.
Yes.
And
but
as long as 12 has lead in his pencil,
correct.
He can always write, whatever.
Well, the lead fell out today. There you go.
It did.
That's right.
It broke.
Mitchell today, 20 of 28, 235, two tuts, no picks. Passer rating, 120.4.
Last I heard from Mr. Rogers, it was like an 81 passer rating. Did he improve on that?
Well, let's take a look at the sheet.
Let's do that.
Aaron Rodgers. 25 of 42, 274. That's right. No touchdowns. One interception for a passer rating, Jay, 68.9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 68.9.
Ooh, Sam Darnold's looking pretty good, Packers.
How's DeShone Kizer looking?
Yeah.
That's right. Because clearly he's washed up, my friend. Leading receiver for the Bear today. Again, I can't be that upset because Mitch really did spread the ball around today. So your leading receiver was Tariq Cohen again. 5 catches, 31 yards. But Trey Burton had 4 catches. Allen Robinson had 3.
Oh, go ahead. A-Rob in the first half had 59 yards. He was leading everybody, but
he ended up with 54. He had 7.
It was questionable.
He had 7 targets, only 3 catches. So it wasn't like Trey Burton and Robinson tied with 7 targets each.
Move.
But Taylor Gabriel had 3 catches, caught everything thrown to him. Shaheen caught everything thrown to him, his 2 catches. Ejax with the pick and then the rolled ankle. Because I don't know if he tried to cut or slide or both or neither. It didn't look good.
Either I mean, way. I get it. You don't want to turn the ball over. God bless you, correct. Young man.
You're right.
Just get down and just let the offense right. have it.
Correct.
But.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it didn't look good. Twitter tells me that post-game he was in a walking boot, which doesn't mean a whole ton. Because he was hurt before. Well, he even missed practice one day.
Yeah.
I believe it was a DNP one day.
I think he got a veteran's.
Did he just waiver. Get day off?
Just I got think a day off so. Thing?
Yeah, because his it didn't look good.
I mean, they were making a big deal on the radio about Long being out there out of the walking boot, you know, cheerleading everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and to be fair, I think the secondary still played. I mean, granted, that was the last one of the last plays of the game, so right. no one really had to step up to cover.
No, for him. But it was your. Special teams kid back there.
Not McManus. No, because McManus
no, no, no. He was already in for.
Right. He. Yeah. Oh, you know who else got hurt today? Aaron Lynch.
Yeah, Aaron Lynch did get hurt.
You saw a lot of Roy Robb in the second half.
Yeah.
I think Lynch hurt his shoulder or his elbow, one of the two.
He did.
But time possession. Pretty damn even. The Bears had it 30-23. Pack had it 29-37. So pretty much even there on the it was what you did with it. And
yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers I said this kind of to myself before going into the game, right?
Yeah.
The Bears are a better team.
Yeah.
They were
week one and we didn't know it.
Correct.
Though.
Right. We had no idea.
I didn't trust it.
No.
I'm like, holy shit, they got really lucky tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Turns out they didn't.
Right. Exactly. So the Packers are not a good team. Bears are a good team. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And it's always comes down in any of these games, if it's like that, you still can't count the Packers out. As much as true. I want to, as much as
no.
on paper.
No,
the Bears are.
You'd be an idiot.
Pretty
too,
damn Joe. Superior, but 12 man, that guy is.
Yeah,
and I'm sure AFC fans that have
same gotten, thing with Brady.
With Brady, who's also number 12, obviously, right?
Yeah,
like they have to deal with it. And Elway, right? There's always a team killer, right? That's right. The nemesis of your team. Like it always seems, it gets pulled out of the ass because of this guy, right? But today.
Right.
Vic Fangio and that defense has some swagger to them right now.
They do.
They took care of business today. They 100% took care of business today.
And I will tell you what, I mean, the transformation that I've had, I mean, and I know that's what really everyone cares about
right.
that
sure.
is listening to this well, right now.
Me too.
Well, right. Both, is both the fact that I'm like, okay, the Bears are good. Mm-hmm. They beat bums. Which is great.
Which is what you have to do.
But they're not the same caliber of a Ram or a Saint. Then I went, nope, we are.
We beat the Rams.
We are exactly the same caliber as a Ram or a Saint or a Chief.
And everybody will.
At home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. However.
Right.
Now I know the defense travels.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right.
If we've got to go somewhere at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not as afraid as I was.
Yeah.
And I will be honest with you. I feel better about this team right now than I felt about the Super Bowl team.
That's fair. Because we actually have a quarterback.
If there was a team that took advantage of the opportunities that they had,
yeah.
it was the Super Bowl team.
Absolutely. They were very...
And they completely relied on defense and special teams.
Correct.
They had no hope on offense.
No.
Mitch gives us a little hope. When there's bad Mitch, it's like, meow.
Mitch is probably still better than average or better or good Rex Grossman.
Correct.
Got to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bad Mitch has got to be on par with good Rex.
Yes. That's probably fair. And Mitch today, Mitch, if this team, as they played today, plays anywhere in the world and they play like they did today,
yes,
I can't think of a team that can beat them.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of anybody, Joe.
I'm grown.
Nope.
Right.
I'm grown.
Right? Like, the only...
This is everybody's fault but mine.
Yeah, that's right.
The only situation that concerns me, if there is one, is playing in New Orleans. Because the Saints are a completely different animal.
They are.
At home versus the road. And they're probably going to clinch home field. soon, maybe tomorrow.
They are.
Other than that, but I'm not like everybody says. Well, you know, if you played the Rams in L.A., that no. If the team played the way they did today in L.A.,
correct,
they're going to beat L.A. again.
Agreed. And that's the thing. Okay, Goff had his worst game ever in life.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
So in L.A., is he going to be better? Yeah, he's going to be better.
I would think so.
But Mitch is too.
That's right.
So.
And it's going to be warm enough where everybody's going to be better, right? And not only that, like I'm sitting here watching I got the game on, the Rams-Eagles game on, while we tape this. And Jared Goff still can't maneuver.
Ooh.
He has no. Like, you know, Mitch has this capability, right? Like, if he gets the pinch, even Rodgers does, right? Even in his veteran stage, today, he still can get out. He can still get out and get rid of the ball. Mitch can get out and get rid of the ball. Jared Goff cannot get out and get rid of the ball. If you get to him and you flush him out of the pocket, they're done.
He is much.
Which is how the Bears beat him. That's how the Bears beat him.
Agreed.
And that's going to be the game plan going in.
You break Carson Wentz's back.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's awful, God, right?
It's awful, right?
But he said that it was. The doctor said that it was
a vertebra. Oh, really? Oh, it's okay, just your back.
Yeah,
bruh.
Yeah, and not only that, but they said that it was a constant. Like it didn't. It wasn't like one blow did it. Like it kept hit.
Well, it's like CTE. It's not just like one killer hit that gets you. It's the repetitive,
correct,
over and over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, and the, Tommy Lasorda's at the game. Really?
I'm sorry?
Tommy Lasorda's at the game.
No, I heard you. I'm just sorry.
No, I'm just going, fuck, what? He doesn't even know where he's at. I bet you he has no clue where he's at. Oh, that's Socia. Oh, my God.
And just for the record, I don't care.
I know. Well, let's get back to the Bears defense real quick. Let's get their numbers out there. Leading tackler today, Jay? I'll give you a hint. He's been lean tackler a lot this year.
Yeah, I'm going to say Danny Trevathan.
Roquan Smith.
Okay.
7 tackles, 3 helpers. Leonard Floyd, 6 tackles. Also, Leonard Floyd, 2 sacks today.
Yeah, you know what, though? The one that he didn't get.
Yeah. The one that he should have gotten
back there. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I mean, that stunt 100%. They did was awesome.
Yeah.
And he did it perfect.
Yes, he did.
But you got to finish when you get in the backfield. Because number 12, he'll finish
you. He's going to finish.
If you do not finish him.
Khalil Mack.
With an unhappy end.
Numbers-wise. Okay, not...
Yes, sir.
Not pressures and not, you know, statistically speaking. Do you think Khalil Mack played his best game today? Or one of them? Certainly in the top two or three. Well, just ask Tom Thayer.
Ridiculously.
Yeah.
And, I mean, come on. Yes. I think this is up there.
He had...
As a double team dude that can swim by somebody with one arm.
Yeah.
And then push somebody else back into...
Correct.
Yeah.
The ability to sack somebody with his back.
2.5 sacks.
Correct. 2.5 sacks. With five sack. 5 tackles, 1 helper, 2.5 sacks, 3 quarterback hurries.
And you know he was double teamed.
Every
ball. Yeah. And so was the King.
They started, you know what they did? You see what they started to do with him towards the end of the game? They put him out way wide. Like they put him out yards away from the tackle, like way wide.
To get a running start.
To get a running start, and B, when you're that far out, you can only block him with one dude because you can't get two people over there.
And then somebody's going to have to try to chip him.
Right.
Nice.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Yeah. And you're just, that's cruel and unusual punishment for the chipper on that one, right? Because Mac's just going to blow you up and just kill the quarterback anyway. So
did you see this? You hear about this? Jay Charles Leno on the seal.
I did.
In the center of the field.
I did.
Proposed to his lady.
That's right.
And of course, Grody goes, you know, would you have done it if you would have lost? And I'm like, are you
right
fucking
there
kidding
is
me
where,
with that question? You
right there, you hear, and that's Charles Leno punching him in the face and his nose splattering.
He just, paused, bless his heart, he paused like 3 seconds and he goes, I knew we were going to win.
Yeah.
And that's all that you needed to know.
Right. But, I mean, it's one of those memorable times of your entire life. Right. Some fucking dick comes up and says,
Hey, what would have happened if you would have lost?
That's where he gets throat punched, and they have to bring back the Z-Man.
Oh, I love that. He can do double duty.
He's double duty, double Z. And he does the Paul, he can triple duty, whatever the hell he does, right?
Yeah.
Bring him back. Nobody likes Mark
Bring
Brody.
Him back. Yeah, bring back Mark the Brody. Junior Hair Genius.
That's right. We need him back in our Bears WBBM life. But overall, today...
Have you ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
That's right.
That's right.
All right. So standings, Jay. And there's always something awesome when you look at the standings and you see the letter next to your... Not the letter.
I do.
But the letter. Next the to letter. Your team's That's name signifying that your team has clinched. It's a beautiful thing. So,
clinched and in.
That's right. Clinched division in.
The boys from Dallas?
Not got
punched in the mouth?
They got throw punched today. That division is so weird.
From Massachusetts
got punched in the nuts? They did. Steelers at home. That's a good idea every time.
And the Browns, still alive.
Oh, they are. 9 bullets and he's still alive.
Yeah, man.
My
brother-in-law hates Baker Mayfield so much, and I was just like, you know
isn't
what?
Your brother-in-law's a Cleveland or a Bengals fan? He went to Ohio State, right? Is he which
He
fan?
Did not go to Ohio State, but he is an Ohio State fan.
He's from Ohio. He's like from Ohio?
He hates just the whole Baker Mayfield mystique.
Okay.
Swagger.
Yeah, I don't care for it either. But the guy,
you know what?
It's one thing if you do that and you lose, but he's played. I mean, the Browns are 4-2 since they changed head coaches.
You know, did you watch Hard Knocks this year?
I don't have the HBOs, but I did. Did put up episode 1 and parts of 2 on the old YouTubes. So yes, I did see those.
Because that kid, I swear, I mean, they talk about him being cocky and whatever, pal. In Hard Knocks, he was like humble and he worked hard and he seemed like a nice dude. So, I mean, whatever now, I'm not sure if they're doing just outtakes or cuts or whatever, or really he is a kind of a cocky asshole.
Right.
Because honestly, if you're not as a quarterback in the NFL, good luck to you.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch,
you can get in a bed next to Colt McCoy.
I think Mitch has
talk about.
I think Mitch has pieces of it,
but yeah, he doesn't blow it out.
Right? No, not at all. You're Colt McCoy. You're right.
They interviewed Mitch today after the game, and they were talking about he had a Bears light up sweater.
Yeah.
On. And all three quarterbacks did. And it's like a thing that they do that no matter, one will do one. They're like pitchers in the MLB.
Yeah.
They hang as a crew, and if one guy does one thing, then they're all going to do it. Yeah. And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because the other guys are, you wouldn't want to start for you.
Long term. Anyway.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, what would we say? Chase Daniel, two games a year?
Sure.
Okay, fine. He has perfect. To, Somebody's hurt. Whatever. But Bray?
No.
That kid is practice squad.
Did I rewrite where he said that the sweater is going to be on NFL.com? Like you can buy that sweater.
Oh, no. It already is. Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
He said it was going to be lit.
So if you want to support the boys and
and
what have yous.
Get yourself a Bear sweater, my friend.
Yes.
Daddy's right.
Ain't ready to get one.
That's right. So the
catch war.
The NFC North.
Yes,
Bears,
the Norse.
Bears on top, 10-4. Clinch the division. Vikings 7-6-1. I believe they're still technically in the wild card still, I think. I believe so.
You know, and I'm worried about going to Minneapolis.
I'm not now.
Like, not straight fear.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, though, is more trap. And again, if we're going to try to get one game at home,
right,
you can't lose anymore. I mean, you can't lose anymore.
Right. I mean,
that Giants game really now is a kick in the dick.
Right. On the surface, going in, on paper,
the
Bears should beat the Niners next week.
Niners won today.
Right. I know. I understand.
In overtime with a field goal.
I get it. Yeah. But in theory.
But yes.
On paper.
Yes, they should.
the Bears should beat the Niners. Even on the road, they should beat the Niners, right?
You know what? In if Vic theory. Blitzes every play, yes. They will win.
Yeah.
That's all you got. I mean, come on.
Correct. So if that happens, if they win, I believe a win there plus a Dallas loss next week, they would clinch a home game.
Another Dallas loss?
Another Dallas loss. Okay. Yeah, because the Bears are 10-4.
I thought losing this week kind of opened that up.
Well, the Bears are 10-4. Cowboys are 8-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they could tie. I don't know who would own the tiebreaker at that point. But if the Cowboys,
you know what? I'm not afraid of going to Jerry World.
I'm not afraid of that ass. Well, no. The Bears' first games, I think it has to be at home because they won a division. It has to be a
bye, right?
They won the division, so it's going to be. They're going to have a home game. That's going to happen. Because they won the division.
Mm-hmm.
So the top two teams get a bye. The other two division winners get home games.
So then they're either we're going to New Orleans or we're going to LA. Right? I mean, is that what we're thinking?
As the three seed, quote unquote, if everything plays out, we will go to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then whoever won the other game will play the Saints. So the road to the Super Bowl has to go through New Orleans.
It does.
So,
and I really hope that the Drew Brees magic, I hope he used him up in the first 12 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact that that guy looked like he was 22 instead of 42. Yeah,
me too. 100%. Yeah. And even though I have Drew Brees on my fantasy team, Bears come first.
Oh, yeah.
Bears come first. So, Bears. Exactly. Like a bear. But like you said, defense is going to travel. And they should beat the Niners. The Vikings don't scare me. I said this last week, and I'll say it again. I think they're a little bit better than the Packers. Now, at home, they are a different beast. I'll give 100% granted on that.
Although, did you see the comeback from the Dolphin?
I did.
The fish did like 17 unanswered.
They did. The Vikings are 5-2 at home. So does it concern me? I mean, not really, kind of, but not really. Like, not even close. Yeah. Like, I was way more concerned about this game, today's game.
I know.
Than that Packers game.
Yeah, but you know what, or that though? Vikings I mean, game, I should say. And what's unrealistic about that, I mean, it's like your brother beating you, like your older brother beating you in basketball in the driveway.
Yep.
I mean, it's like I'm stronger than you, I'm faster than you, I'm younger than you, I can shoot better than you, but you've beat me your whole life. So I've got to be afraid that you're going to beat me today.
Right. Exactly. Exactly correct. And not going to happen.
It came down. It literally came down in that last 15 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
If A-Rob hadn't have like skied and like gotten that ball on the onside kick, I was going.
I mean, fortunately, there was a penalty. There was a penalty on that play against the Packers.
There was.
They were offside. So they declined it.
And they put it. Yeah.
So the Packers are 5-8.
Victory formation, I did not believe.
Nope, me neither. No. I would not take it for granted. Absolutely not. And that's no reflection on the Bears defense. How good they are. It's just that dude, man.
Yes.
That dude just does it seemingly time and time and time again. Not only against the Bears, but it happens. I'm sure he does it to the Vikings. I'm sure he does it to the Lions. It just happens. It doesn't matter how good your defense is or how bad it is, right? Like it's just
right.
He's just one of those dudes.
No, you're right.
That it can just happen. So,
and you know, Joniak was talking about him, like, oh, and he's rolling out and he's winding up, and I'm like, oh shit, he sees something. Mm-hmm. He caught us somehow.
Yep.
But he either overthrew it or
underthrew it.
We got lucky.
I mean, a lot of deep passes today by him were off.
Yeah,
they just were short. Or overthrown, or poorly, like, you know, whatever other poorly thrown you can be. Like, defender was there, and he shouldn't have thrown it. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
He was really slinging it today, and maybe he thought that he had to. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he felt that he had
What's
to.
What's his option?
Right. Because I mean, Jones went down. The one
kid that was going to be his running back
got hurt. He got hurt.
Yeah.
So he was left with Williams, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he had to throw the ball 42 times or however many times he threw it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, he threw it 42 times today. And for him to be effective, he can't throw it that much. For any quarterback, in my opinion, to be effective, you cannot throw the ball that much.
Like, He racked up like what, 282?
Yeah, 274.
Okay, 274.
Close enough, right? 274.
And all those completions, right in front of the Fuller Brush Man.
Yeah,
a lot tell of you them that
were.
For free.
A lot of them were.
And that 100%. Kid, you know what? As many picks as he's had, yeah. I hate to keep throwing shade at him.
Yep.
But you know what? If you go for a strip, make sure somebody's behind you.
Yeah, and not
that's
only
all
that,
I can say.
Here, if here's my the thing that bugs me the most about Kyle Fuller. All if right. he was so good, why do opposing quarterbacks keep targeting him?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if mm-hmm. everybody's good, then you just kind of have to spread the wealth and hope for the best.
Right.
But they consistently keep throwing it, the good quarterbacks anyway.
Right.
Throwing it to the guy who Fuller's covering.
Right.
Now, you could go, okay, well, Fuller is covering their best guy. Right? You can make that argument.
Okay.
But at the same point, if he's all pro, if he's that good, why do they keep throwing the ball at him?
Well, I think because they think it's Mike Richardson.
Yeah, and back in the day, would they throw it a keep Tlaib like back in the day?
Mm-mm.
No, absolutely not.
Never. No, that's what a shutdown corner is, man.
And Rodgers was sacked 5 times today, by the way. That helped a
lot. 2.5 by Mac with one with the back.
Yep.
Back sack.
Yep.
And then 2 by Floyd.
2 by Floyd. And then the other half sack, I believe, went to Akeem.
The other
Hicks.
Halfer was.
I think it was Akeem Hicks. Let me look.
Man.
No, it was not. It was Nichols.
Ah, Bilal.
Bilal Nichols got the other.
My guy.
My guy. That's right. He got the other half sack today. Yeah, both Floyd and Mac had 3 quarterback hurries. McManus had 1. But yeah, overall, the defense played great. Fuller played.
They really did.
Fuller played good enough to win. You know, that's fine. I don't want to.
No, it's just whenever I hear about Pro Bowl stuff, it just, you know, okay, great. He's got 6 picks for the year or 9 picks, whatever it is.
Correct.
Come on, man.
Yeah, right. 100%. Yeah, exactly. Come on, don't do that. You know, don't sit there and say that. Don't say
that's a negatory good buddy.
Correct. That's a negatory good buddy. So yeah, man. Your division leader so far, and this is kind of what I was just trying to browse over here real quick. Patriots, Patriots are 9-5. They lost today. In the AFC East. AFC North is the Steelers who beat the Patriots today. South Division is the Houston Texans, Jay. Bill O'Brien and the boys, 10-4.
Yeah,
that's a
paper 10-4 right there, my man.
It seems like it, but
yeah, they can be had.
Yeah, and the AFC West is the Chef and the Charger, and that game Thursday night. Oh my God!
And those, yeah, those cats are legit. That's they're grown ass men playing football
they are. But the Chiefs' pass defense was so shit.
You know what though. I still have no respect for Philip Rivers and his 19 children.
None. Zero. By the way, the Chiefs this year so far have scored 499 points. That is some grown-ass football.
That is some grown-ass football.
That's almost 500 points in 14 games.
Hey, and I hate to do this to you. I hate to be the guy that goes, hey, can you give me this stat off the top? So how many of them?
Brother, you're doing this thing. Let me know. What do you want?
Yeah, so 499 they put up. What have they allowed?
380.
Okay. So that defense is...
As a comparison...
Pedestrian.
The beloved, 264.
Up or given?
They have given up. Only 264 points.
Yeah.
They've scored 383. They're third in the NFC in points scored.
And Mr. Joniak today was like super excited.
Yeah,
the
I heard him.
Bears are the only team that led in the second half all year long, right?
They've led in the second half in every game they've played.
Correct.
Yes.
And I'm to me, I'm like, well, you know, the team that leads at the very end of the game,
that's
all that really matters.
Correct. Right.
So
You know, everybody at halftime was pumped that they were playing well. And I said, until those four numbers on the clock are zeros, correct, and the Bears have one more point than the Packers, that's when I'll be happy.
Yes, that's all that's, yes.
That's it. That's when you're going to see me get happy. And that was about it. That's exactly what happened.
And again, I mean, I love the fact that the Bears had never been blown out. I love the fact that the Bears have been in every single game and haven't, like, looked stupid in any of them.
Yeah.
But really, that only counts in college. I mean, hey, we only lost to the team that was supposed to be 20 slots ahead of us by three.
Right.
So that's a win, right?
No.
Well,
in life, no. Kind of.
No such thing as moral. In life, no. Fuck in, you, no. Right.
In college football, there are such things as moral victories.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
Right. In the NFL, there's no moral victory, brother. You either win or you lose. And it sucks to lose, and it's great to win. That's it.
Yeah.
Because there's no rankings.
Who would tell you that first? That'd be Vince McMahon. I'll tell you that.
That's right, brother. So NFC, Cowboys 8-6, Redskins 7-7.
Oh,
I can't believe the Redskins are even in it.
They're both not good.
They got Josh Johnson as a quarterback. And,
I know. They were 7-whatever when Smith went down, right?
And then, I think so. They won a game since.
Or maybe McCoy won one.
And the Eagles are 6-7. They're playing right now in Los Angeles against the Rams. And they're up 13-10, almost at halftime. Goff has the ball.
Wow.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, man. Bears might have set up a blueprint how to beat the Rams. Wow. Blitz, 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 blitz. Kill, 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 kill.
Yeah.
Bears, of course.
Our quarterback is in traction. Does that matter? Or
that's a, but we, is it okay? But we only lost by two. This? Is that a moral victory?
Oh my God.
The Saints, 11-2.
Sorry,
and the Rams are 11-2. So there you go. Mm. Overall, NFL picture for week 15. We're going to week 16 next week with the Bear going to the Niner. I believe I saw Twitter told me. See this here about this. Bears are going to open at a 6-point favorite on the road.
Do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, that kind of sugar early on.
Correct.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. Yeah, and then and the Bears, like I said, they have two games left in both road games in San Francisco and then at Minnesota. The Minnesota game.
Lucky.
The Minnesota Vikings game could have big ramifications for the Vikings. The Bears should take that as a opportunity to bounce them.
You're right.
Because if the Vikings win, there's a great chance, I believe, that the Vikings will play the Bears the next week in the playoffs. But it'll be at Soldier's Field. It won't be.
Yeah,
it won't
be. And there. We can dispatch with.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Going back to my love for Sherrick McManus in the opener.
Sure.
That horn, it's got to go.
That air raid siren is just...
People bitched about it all week long. The only people that said that they thought that it was okay were national people that aren't from here.
Nope.
They don't know
that
you're supposed to just win and be quiet about it.
Yeah.
And your fan base is supposed to pay attention to the game and be excited about the game. And not have any like bells and whistles or hey clap your hands or hey do a wave or hey do a-.
And the thing is,
fuck that.
Yeah, and the thing is, thankfully at Babe's where I was at today to watch the game, they had the sound pretty much down, so I didn't have to listen to the air raid siren.
I caught it over the radio 6 or 7 times, and at first I'm like, oh, I'm not hearing it. Maybe they got the message that that's like fucking for punks and like losers that you don't want to win. What? No.
No.
Nope. It came through.
Right. So.
The air raid thing.
In the end, Bears win. Bears win the division. Bears win the division. Bounce the Packers in the playoffs. Pretty damn good day.
So good.
I want to touch just briefly, Jay, on a little baseball action. Winter meetings, hot stove league burning up.
Yeah.
The White Sox made a trade. They traded a minor leaguer and I believe a player to be named later, maybe some international draft money or something, to the Cleveland,
for Bryce Harper.
To the Cleveland
and Manny Machado.
I wish. To the Cleveland Indians.
For?
For Yonder Alonso. Kind of a head-scratching trade. Like, why would you trade for a first baseman? You already have one.
Mm-hmm.
And that first baseman hates to DH. Unless you're dealing him. So keep your eyes posted on White Sox action this week. Also to be noted, Yonder Alonso, do you know who his brother-in-law is?
I do not.
His brother-in-law is Manny Machado.
Oh.
He is married to Manny Machado's sister.
All right.
So that's something to keep in mind. Not that I don't think it matters a whole lot, but I'm just throwing it out there.
We waxed poetic about the catcher that was coming. That was
Yasmani Grandel.
I'm sorry?
Do you mean Yasmani Grandel?
No, I mean for the coup last year.
Oh, Caratini.
Chris.
Caratini.
No. Oh, okay. The kid that for
Jimenez?
For Yu Darvish.
Jimenez?
Yeah.
Chris Jimenez.
Yes. and it was like, oh, wow, they got him. Hey, so that means that Yu's coming.
Right.
No, it doesn't. But it did.
It did.
And he sucked.
And he blew his elbow up. Allegedly.
Right. Well, right. He's just.
He didn't really blow his elbow up. And there's stories on.
You're not good.
On the Facebooks and Twitters that allegedly Bryce Harper already has a deal with the Dodgers.
Well, we're waiting.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Just pick a team already. Like, what would he right? do? I think this is the week that Machado was.
You and I would have put 50 that he was going to Philly after what I heard absolutely. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, but his dog's named Wrigley Joe. Hey, Fred. Joe. Maybe you don't know. His one of his best friends growing up was Chris Bryant.
Hey, Fred.
Tap him in the nose.
Hey, Fred.
It's time for you to
talk. And talk, Fred. Yeah, so that's the rumor. And them being brother-in-laws is not a rumor, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but
they can't keep Machado and Harper.
No. One right? team couldn't sign them both.
No.
As cheap as the White Sox payroll is, they can't afford both of them.
No, I'm talking about the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers. They're not keeping them both. They're not signing both of them. No chance.
So, come on.
Right. I mean, the Dodgers are up against the luxury tax. They have been.
Yeah.
And it's like, people complain, oh, they're just owners. They'll just spend the money. It doesn't really matter to them. But it kind of does. Well,
no, only Ricketts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're broke, Jay. I don't know if you heard this year about this.
Well, apparently all I know is that their buddy Donnie Trump hooked them up. So
yeah, so they should have plenty of money, one would think.
Right?
Right? You know, they should pocket some of that tax cuts and spend it. Spend it on people that you need.
Hey, Joe, Illinois is such a bad place to have a business in.
Didn't stop the Cubs or the Blackhawks or the Bears or the White Sox. The White Sox were going
to
move.
To fucking print money, right?
Yeah, man. I can't imagine.
Get the right people in here. Get the right fucking head space and the right fucking,
the right attitude and you're ready to go. And like we said, I believe we said this in the last podcast. The Ricketts family owns half of Wrigleyville. Yeah. Literally. They own the hotel.
No, really.
They own half the rooftops.
You want to laugh at that, but you're like, no, it seriously is.
I'm making a correct statement.
Yeah.
Like the block that surrounds Wrigley Field and the ensuing properties that touch that block, they own roughly half of them.
Right.
So they can't be broke. You can't sit there and tell me we don't have the money for Bryce Harper or we don't have the money for Manny Machado. Because you do.
Because you do have sack.
It. Now, the point that's counterpoint.
But that money's in your house. And that money's in Jay's house. And that money's in Billy's house. It's not. No, it's not It's a Wonderful Life, motherfucker. You have money. Buy people.
Right.
Do this.
And the problem is this, right? And the counter argument, again, just playing devil's advocate, I don't agree with it. But the argument is, well, you still have to pay Bryant. And you still have to pay Rizzo, and you still have to pay and still have to play Javi Baez.
Don't have to pay Russell.
My retort to
that solved itself.
Right. My retort to that is, you do have to pay them. You're right. You guys have the money to do all that.
Yeah.
Well, you have the money to pay those guys. You have the money to sign Harper or Machado. Right. Don't sit there and tell me you don't have the money.
Right.
You have it. You just don't want to spend it.
Well, you know, I don't know that that's it. I think that they really want to do the kind of Houdini Theo thing again where, oh, we're not going to make any moves. We like the team that we have, and we're not going to do anything. And then all of a sudden it's like, look at this. Right. Where did this come from?
Because if they think,
go fuck yourself.
If they think they're going to win the NL Central, right? If they think they're going to win that, I almost said NFC North, by the way. The NL Central, if they think they're just going to win that with the team they have, they're sadly mistaken.
I will fight you on that.
Let's go.
No, honestly, I think that if that team plays up to the potential that it has, it's better than the Brewers.
So the problem, what do you say then?
What has to happen? And we talked about it before.
Right.
And I'm like, well, Joe's got to actually care.
Right.
And and you're like, oh, not me, Joe.
Right, exactly.
That Joe Ben.
Right, right. Sorry, because I thought you were talking about me.
Didn't sound like Frosty the Snowman when you said that. But
I did. Or the Heat Miser. Sound like the Heat Miser either. No, I didn't. But I honestly think that they still need one piece. Whatever that piece is, I think they're one piece short. Not that the Cardinals are that good or the Brewers are all that great either. But I think if you're going to win not only the division, but the NL, if you have World Series aspirations, you need another piece. You may be good enough to win the Central, but you're not good enough to win the NL right now as they stand. They're not good enough to beat the Dodgers. I don't think they're good enough to beat the Braves are really good. And if there's rumors of Braves signing some people too. They understand they have pieces to sign and they have all this young pitching. You may not be good to beat Braves them either.
Baseball pixie dust last year, man. Yeah. I mean, old guys.
It could be.
That can't happen again.
There's no way that Marquez can be that good.
No.
And I understand. If I were a Cubs fan, I'd be semi-confident. But at the same point, I would want another piece. Because I think you can win the Central. I don't disagree that you're not better than
Milwaukee. As a fan base, you always want to be
better.
Looking ahead and moving forward. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to be.
You want to make moves.
Right.
But as anybody, as a fantasy owner, that sometimes the move you don't make is the best move you made.
100%. You're right.
So, I mean, everybody's out there saying, you don't want to trade for a guy like Bryant because you have Bryant.
Right.
So...
Right. Why would you trade for somebody like him when you already have him? It's like the White Sox. This trade for Yonder Alonso
or Khalil Mack.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like the Yonder, it makes me scratch my head because you already have
Yonder Alonso.
Yeah, you already have Abreu.
No, Rickon has something brewing.
He has to have something in the works. So, and he's always said in the past that he'd much rather make trades than spend money.
Yes.
But at the same point, I mean, you're going to have to spend. I mean, this is the year. If you're going to spend money, this is the year to spend money. Like, the free agents next year I looked at them aren't super great. There's no Machados. There's no Harpers.
No. I mean,
there's no franchise cornerstone.
This is like
guys.
A draft class.
Right.
That you get to pay for.
Right. Yes. 100%. Like, you can only be like this again. It's just like you can only play the schedule you're given, you can only sign the free agents that are available.
Right.
And you've got two studs waiting out there for a big check, which Jerry's apparently willing to throw, right? So throw it.
I don't know that you're there. Are you there?
Next year, probably not. But if you get, I mean, it's all going to come down to young pitching, right?
But that's the hook, right?
Yeah, Kopech is going to have had Tommy John, so he's out next year. You got Dylan Cease. Right. And Eloy Jimenez both waiting for Super 2 to pass before they come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got Zach Collins at catcher, which makes the signing of they signed James McCann too, by the way. He's going to be Wellie's backup, so whatever. It's a 1-year deal, whatever it is, what it is. But Zach Collins, they only had one catcher. They're just holding the fort. They did. But they're holding the fort for Zach Collins.
Okay.
So Zach Birdie should be back this year, so you'll have a closer. I mean, they're close. They're close. They're close. But they need some help with the bat. I don't
think they're Bryce Harper close, though.
I think they're one big bat away from being close. Mm-hmm. If that's Harper or Machado. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I don't think they
I'm with you. I would have liked to have seen more last year to buy into that. Yeah,
me too. I would have liked to have seen some hits.
And not seen people regress.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know.
And it's easy for me to sit on the outside and say, yeah. I'm in the White Sox.
Yeah, and the rumor, by the way, today, just to change sports real quick, the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL fired their head coach. Q is the rumor. Coach Q is the rumor. Oh. The rumored replacement. He denied it, but he could have denied it because he said he was never asked. Which could
knock yourself out.
Yeah, 100%.
Could be true.
Good luck with Gritty. Whatever. Have you seen Gritty yet?
Perhaps no.
He's their new mascot?
No. I've seen Gritty.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if Q has.
I don't know if Q has. Q will punch Gritty in the face. Get the hell out of here! I got a shot ski to do.
Right.
I got to go to the Bears game in the South Lot and do a shot ski with my boys. And do another Benny's commercial. Clock on the wall, Jay.
Clock on the wall, kid.
We'd like to thank you for listening to It's That Podcast, episode 49. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at Jay, the letter. Sleet Shirley. You can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and now Amazon Alexa, just by saying, hey, Alexa.
Everything really wrapped up nicely.
It did. Hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast. I would like to thank you guys again for tuning in to another fine Bears victory, Bears NFC North champions, baby. All over it.
Yeah, man.
Big win today. So we love it. We're loving life right now. So
yeah.
So we will see you next time on episode 50, Jay, next week.
Nice.
50. And we will see you guys on this episode of It's That Podcast. Fuck the Packers.
Try to get better, Packers.
Yeah, try. Good luck. Good luck getting better, buddy. We'll see you. Bye, Aaron. Have another State Farm commercial. We'll see you. Fuck the Packers.